We do have two public comments for item number 15, but we can move to item 17 and take that off.
You don't anticipate that being a lengthy...
No, I just want to give a committee report, and I don't know if anybody else has meeting debrief to do, but...
All right, so why don't we start with you, and we'll start at this end, and then we'll...
We have a couple blue sheets,
I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Great. So I'm going to give a report on the Big Tent Committee. Our members are Commissioner Baker, Commissioner Smith, and Commissioner Grayville, and I. And we met last evening. Commissioner McIsaac also joined us. We had staff from Public Affairs. Nate Pamplin is our staff liaison for the committee, and also Rob Geddes, the lean coordinator, who is also looking at facilitating strategic planning, which we're just starting up, was in attendance at the meeting. There were no public. And we covered three items. The first was...
It wasn't social media.
Well, we talked at length about our social media initiatives, a presentation by staff from Public Affairs. The department actually has been using social media for a while. They've organized and selected four platforms. They are Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and YouTube. And we saw some examples. It's being analyzed in terms of usage, The feedback that's being collected through these platforms really is reinforcing that it's a way for us to really have very direct contact with the broader Washington public and get our good stories out, because there are lots and lots of them that the department has. And we were really pleased with the work that staff presented to us. Right now, our public affairs division is down in terms of staffing. We've had some... retirements, but there is a small group that does this activity. There's a new hire who will be joining. So there are three public affairs staff and also a staff member from the enforcement division that work on this. And then they also noted that we have staff from various programs who are really, really good at contributing content. So this is an area that's been really important to the commission. We are aware of all the great work that the department does, and we've been really concerned that the public isn't as aware, and how can we get the message out? And we seem to be really successfully using social media. And then the other thing that we're doing is we're sort of the liaison for the commission with strategic planning. The department is just commencing that process. It's kind of on go slow. We have a really important activity that's coming up after the first of the year, and that's called the legislature. And we have some pretty big initiatives before the legislature, and everyone associated with the department really needs to be kind of paying attention to that and giving a lot of energy to that. So that's going to be, for the next few months, what we're paying attention to. There will be a little work going on, kind of framing where we're going to go with strategic planning, what the initial groups that are going to be involved, who include the executive management team, the big tent committee representing the commission, the budget and policy advisory group. And I think where we landed last night is we're going to kind of look at the framing of what will be the sort of framing issues in terms of strategic plan. It's going to look different than past strategic plans. One of the things that we got out of the management audit was a need in terms of our planning to have measurable targets, something to speak to the public about. We discussed that a bit. So anyway, we're on kind of a go slow, but the Big Tent Committee will be representing the commission in this process and reporting back to you. It was a good early discussion last night. We are going to meet again in January. We've got our thinking caps on, and we'll probably have more input for the process at that time representing the commission. So do members want to add anything to what I said?
I think that what we learned about social media, that would be nice for everybody to see that. Because this was a very proactive, positive briefing, and I was not aware of the extent that we are involved. And the staff that presented, Rachel and Jason, did a great job, and I think we would all benefit.
Yeah.
Maybe a condensed version of that, but I learned a lot.
Well, that brings up the other thing was just an update on where we are. We're going to have a new manager of public affairs, so and hopefully very soon. So once that person's on board and is brought to us to introduce, maybe it could be a presentation
right. Along
with that
commission
welcome. Because it is an area that I think not just the Big Tent Committee members, but the entire commission is very interested in public affairs.
The interaction goes from very young children to seniors to the ADA world.
Yeah, there were some really neat stories. Yeah.
Yeah, and their ability to target with social media, they had really done their work in terms of being able to really zero in on certain age groups or activities that people prefer. And we're hoping that it's an avenue to reach the non-consumptive.
What was it?
Nature
enthusiasts.
I call them natthus. And which has always been a challenge to let people know how important the work that the department does is to all citizens, whether they're hunters or fishers or not. And so to be able to communicate with them about the benefits of the department's work is encouraging.
And these are good news. Okay, anything else down there? Any blue sheets from anybody? Larry's out, so I will do his blue sheet. This is if I can read his handwriting, too, briefing on bird predation on salmon smolts. That has surfaced repeatedly in the conversations, and its specifics on predation, in particular, Chinook smolts by primarily cormorants and mergansers. The output, the importance is high, urgency medium.
Output requested feedback on East Sand Island management strategy at the mouth of Columbia River and new strategies. I guess actions taken. So I think that says it pretty much. Any questions?
I guess the only thing I would say is, just so we don't make it too geographically specific, because we've got cormorants in our part of the world you have never seen before.
I would agree, yeah. So open it up as well. I think that would be incorporated. Okay. So it's been, is there a second? Commissioner Holtzmiller seconds it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Do you say aye to your blue sheet, Larry?
Aye.
Okay. Aye, aye, sir. All right. Thank you. Yes, a blue sheet, too, from Commissioner Baker.
My blue sheet is to ask for a briefing on whale entanglement in the coastal Dungeness crab fishery. The importance is high, the urgency is high, and I've asked for background information on whale entanglements in the coastal Dungeness crab fishery on the West Coast, a status report on fish and wildlife discussions with co-managers, other agencies, stakeholders, and a discussion of next steps. Just to set this out, I was having a conversation on something else, don't remember what, with Ron Warren, and he brought up this report, and I'm extremely interested in this, and so I asked for some background. And then I thought that it might be something that the rest of the commission would be interested in. So I'm asking for this to be presented to the commission by February at the latest. Have checked with our chair and co-chair, and they are in agreement. The only other thing I have to add is that I asked, since this isn't anything I know much about, I asked for a paragraph on how to present it to you all. Michelle Culver sent me that paragraph last night. It has a little more detail in it. So I'll send that to Tammy, and you'll all have it. So the issue is whale entanglement. And the specific issue is why it is increasing at the level it is, which is a lot.
Motion has been made for the blue sheet. Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Carpenter, second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the blue sheet say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Blue sheet's been approved.
Thank you.
Two good topics for future discussion. Okay, then any other?
Yes. I got something else. This is not a blue sheet. Are we past blue sheets?
Right. We're still in the miscellaneous.
I didn't want to lose my chance to say this. We've now received the email, which was a result of a public records request that the gentleman this morning was discussing. And I just wanted to make a comment on that, excuse me, which is for all of us to remember that it's not only things that we say and produce that are subject to public records requests, but it is also interest groups and people that we talk to every day, all of us talk to people every day, their interpretation of what we say that can be objected to by others. That causes us at times to be overly conservative, and none of us like to say things like, don't say anything about this, but sometimes that happens, and the reason it happens is the kind of thing that was discussed here this morning. So I'm just reminding all of us that whatever we say to others can be carried along and can be interpreted however people want, and then can end up on our desks as a result of someone else being upset about it. It's a strange world we live in. I don't think that either of the people in this case did anything wrong at all. But we can't really be held responsible for other people's interpretation of our opinions. So that's just a reminder.
Thank you, Counselor.
Other miscellaneous?
Okay. You want Joe to do his meeting debrief, or is that too...
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe, for that opportunity. So what I typically do is, through the course of the commission meeting, try and take notes on each section and where there seems to be a to-do, try to capture those. And then what Tammy is doing the same thing usually. And what we'll do after each meeting is we do a download of what we heard the commission ask us to review, research, take on. And so I'll just go through what I have. And then, Tammy, if you see I'm missing something, let me know, please. So we started off the meeting with the commission discussion under committee reports. Wildlife, there was a discussion, the Wildlife Committee report. There was a discussion about wolves and a desire to for the commissioners to get more engaged. And so my to-do here was to look for ideas or ways or suggestions to improve that engagement. That was something I put on our list. We then moved through the director's report, and Commissioner McIsaac asked about the installation of hatchery packages. In fact, there were several questions around the budget that I think we answered yesterday. So I think I'm assuming that's taken care of. There was also a discussion around the Commissioner Kehoe asked for us to look into 220-440-140, number 11, and something around damage to on public lands. Some clarity on that, I think.
I think what I was thinking is that you know, we had testimony from the Farm Bureau, and they brought this to the commission's attention, that to them there appeared to be an anomaly in the WAC. Somehow distinguishing crop damage on public land versus private land. So what I was wondering is maybe do a little research and see if there's some other statute that's in play or some other policy consideration. Or maybe it is just simply an oversight. I tend to think not that, but that's why I think it would be a good idea to look into that.
The rationale on why all public lands versus just DFW lands, et cetera.
On a lot of that, Joe, would be come down to terms and conditions of the lease. You know, if it's just a straight out lease rather than a one with
and compensation that's paid. And
yeah.
All right, and then moving.
I didn't bring this up. I brought it up with program staff and management, but there was a report last week in the media about some alpacas that were killed by a cougar in Spokane, and it was a lot of alpacas. I recall 8 or 9, as well as one llama, and apparently they're not a species that's included for compensation. This was a big loss, though, to the individual. And I had an initial conversation with Eric. Basically, he wasn't aware of the situation. And nobody's approached me about this, but when I read the article in the newspaper, I just went, you know, we can't compensate this person because of our rules. And just wondering if there was a way that we could look at an exception, whether the commission would need to be involved in that, or because it's a big financial hit. I think the notion was to separate hobby farming from ag, but there are a number of alpaca and llama producers in Spokane where it really is a business. So, and to lose 8 or 9 minimum of $500 animals is a pretty big hit, it seems to me, so.
I'll put that on the list, too.
Thank
Commissioner
you.
Thorburn. I believe you're right in terms of the intent. It was to separate the smaller hobby farms from the larger, but we'll take a look at that and let you know what we find. I don't really have, as we move through the rest of the meeting yesterday, we had a number of briefings, and I didn't pick up anything in terms of additions to the to-do list. Tammy, did you?
No, I think you got what I had.
And then this morning, we had several suggestions around the January agenda. I won't go through all of them. Took some notes there. Public input. I wanted to take a look at the rulemaking, status of rulemaking for suction dredge and just have a clear understanding of where we are, if there indeed has been a delay and what that's about. Social media report to the full commission, what Big Tent heard yesterday coming to the full commission. We'll set that up. And then the two blue sheets. So that's what I have from the meeting so far.
Sounds good. Anything else under miscellaneous?
Yes? A clarifying question. So I think, Joe, that we're all interested in the compensation question, both in terms of whether the land type makes a difference and then Kim's point as to what's included. Does it make sense to formalize that process a bit? Do you need a blue sheet? Should we put it on the calendar, or are you just going to get back to the individuals who asked you questions?
You know, I'd like to take a look at whether that, I believe that's in statute, but I'd like to take a look at that and see whether it's a simple answer, like, you know, there's probably nothing we can do without the legislature's help, or otherwise, I tend to like blue sheets better because it formalizes and makes clear the request, but I'd like to do a little research on this one first.
Yeah.
Joe, I think I would like at least a notation. I know we didn't give any specifics in terms of by when, but the briefing on the spring salmon and allotment and catch balancing, because we do need to reach some kind of a decision on that as it impacts policy. And also, we're undergoing a series of public meetings with the guide services all over the state right now. Centered around that is having the guides execute logbooks every day. Mm-hmm. It's been very contentious. It would be nice to hear from our people that attended those meetings about what the central issues are, what the benefits are, just so the commission is fully aware of why we are trying to require that, acquire those. And then also, it seems like I saw a notation that was, I think, attached to that meeting, I'm not sure, about electronic reporting of catch records that's being developed, and I'd like to know where we are with that, too.
I think I just sent an email out last night.
Yeah, I think this was last week.
Yeah, so something about it.
Yeah.
I'll put that on the list, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One thing that might not really elevate to a to-do list necessarily, but maybe a fish committee presentation at some point in the future, has to do with the pinniped presentation yesterday. We received a very good presentation that involved scientific assumptions in there and what that meant in terms of some total estimates. We didn't have time to completely go over some of the different variables there, but I wouldn't want to think that ended up in a state of finality about what we think about the pinniped predation on salmon to be, both in terms of the science of what the take is And then what seemed to be, we didn't have enough time to talk about the management implications in terms of dissuasion versus culling and those kinds of things. So, I mean, for example, the 1% diet, 1% of their diet for the period January through August, if you just changed it to 25% of their diet for 1 month of May, then the estimate goes up to 35 million smolts and 300,000 salmon. So I think that there's, I'm saying it would, I hope we wouldn't end up thinking that we've got that final. We've got some published scientific reports on the matter. And so to keep that dialogue open and hear about some of the variability in the assumptions and keep that whole dialogue going. I don't know that that deserves another commission presentation, but maybe at a fish committee meeting.
And Commissioner McIsaac, probably sooner rather than later.
All right. Good. That was good. I'm getting close. I know. But I appreciate that Kim has empathy for the people that lost their alpacas, but boy, oh boy, guys, we got to be really, really careful on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, very careful on this one because, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about, I'll go pay $6,000-$8,000 for a bull, but the next day if I haul him to the sale, his actual is on what he weighs. And with the alpacas, you don't go to the market and buy them by the pound. So, I mean, they've got this intrinsic value to them. And there again, somebody's bobcat gets into a chicken pen. So I can see why, and I appreciate that you care that they lost their alpacas. But, yeah, folks, we got to be really, really careful going down this trail.
I think that's why we made the definition.
Yeah.
It seemed like a lot.
Well, no, I thoroughly understand it. If they were your alpacas, I'd be upset too because you can get a lot of money in them. But yeah, as a department, yeah, I'd be not to get expectations out there that people are going to get paid for this because pretty quick it could get a really big can of worms.
Everybody fine with